Good morning. Today's Hebrew Bible lesson is from Exodus 17, 1 through 7, can be found on page 61 in your Pew Bible, or if you're using the large print Bible, on page 79. From the wilderness of Sin, the whole congregation of the Israelites journeyed by stages, as the Lord commanded. They camped at Rephidim, but there was no water for the people to drink. The people quarreled with Moses and said, "Give us water to drink." Moses said to them, "Why do you quarrel with me? Why do you test the Lord?" But the people thirsted there for water. And the people complained against Moses and said, "Why did you bring us out of Egypt to kill us and our children and livestock for thirst?" So Moses cried out to the Lord, "What shall I do with these people? They are almost ready to stone me." The Lord said to Moses, "Go on ahead of the people and take some of your elders of Israel with you. Take in your hand the staff with which you struck the Nile, and go. I will be standing there in front of you on the rock at Horeb. Strike the rock, and water will come out of it, so that the people may drink." Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. He called the place Massah and Meribah, because the Israelites quarreled and tested the Lord, saying, "Is the Lord among us or not?" The word of God for the people of God. And now for our responsive psalm reading, Psalm 78, which can be found in your hymnal on page 799 and 800. Give ear, O my people, to my teaching. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings from of old, things that we have heard and known, that our forebears have told us. We will not hide them from their children, but tell them to the coming generation the glorious deeds of the Lord, the might and wonders of God has wrought. Ephraimites, armed with the bow, turned back on the day of battle. They did not keep God's covenant, but refused to walk according to God's law. They forgot the deeds of the Lord, the miracles that God had shown them. The Lord wrought marvels in the sight of their forebears, in the land of Egypt, in the fields of Zoan. The Lord divided the sea and let them pass through it. They made the water stand like a heap, led them with a cloud in the daytime and all the night with a fiery light, cleft rocks in the wilderness and gave them drink abundantly as from the deep, made streams come out of the rock and caused waters to flow down like rivers. Yet they sinned still more against God, rebelling against the Most High in the desert. They tested God in their heart by demanding the food they craved. They spoke against God, saying, "Can God spread a table in the wilderness?" Indeed, God struck the rock so that water gushed out and streams flowed. Can God also give bread or provide meat for the people? They did not believe in his wonders, so God made their days like a breath, turned their years into terror. Whenever God slew them, they would inquire after God, repent, and seek God earnestly. They remembered that God was their rock, the Most High God, their Redeemer, whom they flattered with their mouths, to whom they lied with their tongues. Their heart was not steadfast toward God. They were not true to God's covenant. Yet God, being compassionate, forgave their iniquity and did not destroy them. The word of God for the people of God.
Our epistle lesson this morning comes from the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verses 1 through 13. It can be found on page 186 in your pew Bible, or on page 240 if you're using the large print edition. If then there is any encouragement in Christ, any consolation from love, any sharing in the Spirit, any compassion and sympathy, make my joy complete. Be of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility regard others as better than yourselves. Let each of you look not to your own interests, but to the interests of others. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bend in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Therefore, my beloved, just as you have always obeyed me, not only in my presence, but much more now in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who is at work in you, enabling you both to will and to work for his good pleasure. The word of God for the people of God.
We have an opportunity to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ according to Matthew. Let me ask you to rise up on your feet as you are able to do so. Matthew 21, verses 23 through 32. If you pull out the pew Bible, it'll be on page 22 there in front of you in the New Testament section, and page 28 in the large print edition. Hear this wonderful story. When Jesus entered the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came to him as he was teaching and said, "By what authority are you doing these things, and who gave you this authority?" Jesus said to them, "I will ask you one question. If you tell me the answer, then I will also tell you by what authority I do these things. Did the baptism of John come from heaven, or was it of human origin?" And they argued with one another, "If we say from heaven, he will say to us, 'Why then did you not believe him?' But if we say of human origin, we are afraid of the crowd, for all regard John as a prophet." So they answered Jesus, "We do not know." And he said to them, "Neither will I tell you by what authority I am doing these things." What do you think? A man had two sons. He went to the first and said, "Son, go and work in the vineyard today." He answered, "I will not." But later he changed his mind and went. The father went to the second and said the same. And he answered, "I go, sir." But he did not go at all. Which of the two did the will of his father? They said, "The first." Jesus said to them, "Truly I tell you, the tax collectors and the prostitutes are going into the kingdom of God ahead of you. For John came to you in the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him. But the tax collectors and the prostitutes believed him. And even after you saw it, you did not change your minds and believe him." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Now, I probably should have set the stage. That was actually after Jesus had come to Jerusalem. He had gone into the temple and turned over the tables of the money changers and caused quite the violence. And so that was the response of the leaders, to ask him by what authority he was doing all this crazy stuff. I want you to think back a few years when folks were wearing silicone wristbands, kind of like the one I have on today. This one's for Imagine No Malaria, which is still going on in the United Methodist Church. But a while ago, there were ones, the ones that I'm talking about said WWJD? What would Jesus do? Well, I have an idea for a new silicone wristband for more mature Christians that reads LTSMBIYTWICJ. Now, how do you think that'll go over? Do you think those will sell? Well, that stands for let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. Well, maybe we need to shorten it down. Maybe we ought to just put on it TSMAJ. The same mind as Jesus. Well, I'm joking around a little bit, but at its heart, this reading from Philippians that Daniel shared with us is, I believe, a very serious matter. It boils down to that simple command, let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. As Paul sat chained in a Roman prison, he was writing to his followers in Philippi about how best to be Christian people in a truly Christian community. You know, some weeks of the year when I'm studying the lectionary readings, the sermon comes easily and I can discern what I believe to be God's message for all of us. But this week was tough. I understand what God's point is, but I've had a hard time figuring out how to do the sermon. So, as is often the case, let me offer you more questions than answers as we wrestle together with God's Word. Paul starts out this passage by asking the people of Philippi to work on being a strong community of Christ followers. In his words, to be of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. He then goes on further to say, let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. Well, if you're like me, when you hear this command, you might well remember the words of Jesus to his disciples. Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. Wow, does that sound like hyperbole to you? That is, does this sound like an obvious and intentional exaggeration in order to make a point? I don't think so. I believe that in both cases, God is telling us that this is the standard that is expected of each of us. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. Well, that sounds like a tall order. And this is only possible because of what Jesus has done for us. By his crucifixion, death, and resurrection, Jesus has made the impossible into something that is not only possible, but perfect as well. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. What does this really mean? Well, I'm not completely sure, but let me offer some thoughts and questions. What do we mean when we talk about the mind? Well, let me read you just the first three definitions of the word mind from the dictionary. In a human or other conscious being, the element, part, substance, or process that reasons, thinks, feels, wills, perceives, judges, etc. The totality of conscious and unconscious mental processes and activities. Intellect or understanding as distinguished from the faculties of feeling and willing, intelligence. Okay, the mind. Now, don't think about this, but I want you to point to your mind. Go ahead, point to your mind. Where is it in your body? Okay, most people point to your brain. I did. But you know what? If you ask a neurobiologist where the mind is located in the human body, they cannot and will not give you a straight and simple answer. They can tell you a little bit about the anatomy of the human brain, But science certainly doesn't understand enough about that 3-pound chunk of meat in your skull to tell you where the mind truly resides and how it works. It's a bit like asking someone to point to their soul. Where is your soul? Did you point to your heart? Maybe so. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. I was joking around a little bit when I mentioned the wristbands that read WWJD, What Would Jesus Do? Truth be told, this is a great way to get young people to begin to consider the kingdom living of Jesus Christ. If you think about what Jesus might do in your situation, you will probably come out ahead and maybe even act accordingly. And I was not joking when I talked about a more mature Christian, a believer who has some Bible miles on their tires, who rightly ought to wear the wristband that reads TSMAJ, the same mind as Jesus. Think about that. If you had the same mind as Jesus, you wouldn't have to consider how Jesus would act in a specific situation. If you had the same mind as Jesus, your words and thoughts and actions would come naturally and faithfully in line with God's kingdom and God's will. So, how does that work exactly? Well, you might say that by studying the Holy Bible, paying specific attention to the New Testament, you would be reading the technical manual on the mind of Christ Jesus. Hearken back to the words of Paul to the Philippians. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility regard others as better than yourselves. Let each of you look not to your own interests, but to the interests of others. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness, and being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Perhaps you might think about and pray about these ideas: humility, selflessness, sacrifice, obedience to God. If you had the mind of Christ, how would you approach your responsibility to vote in November's midterm election? If you had the mind of Christ, how would your worldview be different from today? If you had the mind of Christ, how would you see the current world events like wars and the Ebola epidemic and the ongoing battles between Israelis and Palestinians? If you had the mind of Christ, how would you act in response to the more than 12 million immigrants who are undocumented in the U.S. today? If you had the mind of Christ, what would you do to become more fully involved in the leadership and the ministries of this church? If you had the mind of Christ, how would you reach out to your brothers and sisters all around us who are the least and the last and the lost of our society? If you had the mind of Christ, how would your life reflect the very kingdom of God? My sisters and brothers, it sounds simple, but it is certainly not easy. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. Therefore, God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bend in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. Amen.